Welcome to Student Success Stories,
hosted by Lansing Community College's Academic Success Coaching Team.
We believe in working with students to help them identify and utilize their strengths.
We empower them to succeed at LCC
and accomplish their academic goals.
On Success Stories, we dive deeper
into the backgrounds and the stories of LCC students
and learn how they turn challenges to triumphs.
All right, welcome to the Student Success Stories podcast, the show where we dive deeper with our LCC students and get to know them a little more. I'm Laz Lane, and I'm with my co-host,
Brendan Finnerty.
And today's guest is from Lansing. He's a high school graduate, currently a sociology major with plans to transfer to MSU, and he was also nominated for Student of the Month back in October of 25. Today we get to meet Jerrion Steele. Jerrion, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so starting off, I'm going to ask you a little bit about upbringing or just where you're from. So I'm a Holt grad as well.
Oh, yeah?
a little bit older, but yeah.
What year would that be, Brendan?
2011, so you can guess my age.
Oh, okay. I was still in school.
Yep.
In high school, but I was still.
Yeah. All right. Give us a Holt highlight, something that you remember fondly, place you like to hang out. I know for sure I have one. I bring it up to my family a lot, just with like kind of talking nostalgia. So
okay.
Give us a spot, place you like to eat, any kind of thing that Holt highlight, place to go, place to eat, something you remember about being from Holt. Something you're proud of?
I feel like in whole, everybody went through that crazy Edru phase.
That was my spot.
That was serious. Everybody had an Edru phase at some point. Not necessarily through high school, but junior high for facts.
Yep.
That was solid. Places to eat. I feel like Holt brings in a lot of restaurants and then they lose a lot.
Yeah.
But staple, Holt staple, Sweet Sensations.
For sure.
Ice cream. Got to tap with them if you've never eaten.
And to our listeners, I did not prepare him to answer that question.
I didn't even know he was from Holt, but we had a thing.
This is it. A whole, and now that I have a daughter, we're getting into that next generational cycle of getting her prepared for Edru.
There we go.
It's a skating rink.
Yes.
I don't know if you.
It's a skating rink for those non-Holt Rams. Right. So
man, that was like the only skating rink in town for a while. Apple Sportsplex. I don't know if either one of you knew about that.
Oh yeah, I'm old enough.
The West Side YMCA used to be a place called Apple Sportsplex.
Okay,
and it was way bigger, but it was like rollerblading. There was all types of different things that you can do. I don't know what happened.
It was a spot. Whatever. Okay.
Hangout spot. I didn't go to Holt, but I will never forget. I went to Sexton, and sophomore year I played JV football, and we visited Holt.
Okay.
And, you know, we're doing our warm-ups or whatever, and this story is always funny because the announcer or whoever was there, broadcaster, whoever, he was like, all right, today's matchup is visiting JW Sexton Big Reds versus the whole Rams. I was like, oh, yeah, we lost.
They serious.
They got too much.
That's like a staple football for sure.
We lost. I can't remember the score, but I just knew it. I was like, their energy is just unmatched. I don't know what it is. So, yeah, that's for Holt, that's a memory for me. All right, so Lansing, I know Holt is kind of in there, but as far as Lansing goes, since you grew up here or just in the area, what's your favorite restaurant or go-to place to eat? If you're just picking up food, what would be the go-to, if you have one?
If I have one, honestly, rest in peace to DeLucas, man.
Mm. Oh, man.
DeLucas is the favorite, but they're still alive. Famous Taco.
I don't know, even
when people come here from different, I got family that comes from Detroit a lot or anybody that comes
that's
from
the spot.
They got to hit Famous Taco.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. DeLucas it was.
Yeah.
Sir Pizza, honorable mention, but definitely.
Oh, yeah. Sir Pizza's up there too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
Cool. Yeah.
DeLucas, y'all got a favorite Lansing spot?
DeLucas was a spot.
Man,
favorite spot? I don't know. I don't really have a favorite go-to. I just like food in general.
Facts.
I don't have a go-to. I don't even know if I have a favorite necessarily. It's just I'm not really the pickiest either, so I'll just work with whatever, you know, for the most part. There's sometimes I'm like, nah, I can't do that.
But, yeah, I'd probably say meat barbecue in Old Town.
Oh, meat, yeah.
That's like a treat too, because it's a whole experience. And I mean, we probably only eat there a few times a year, so like I'll order double entrees. Just man,
they've never disappointed. I'll say that.
No, I walk out of there in pain.
Yep, in pain. You said?
It's too good, man. It's too good. Yeah, good question. All right. So want to get into a little bit more of your story. So you had a bit more of a, I guess you could say, non-traditional pathway, if you want to call it a traditional pathway, coming to college right out of high school. So you worked a bit and then stepped into school later. So tell us about that journey and what led you to becoming a student, you know, later down the road after you'd put some time in the workforce.
So I actually came here right out of high school. Graduated in 2015. I came here right out of high school. Like most people do, because it's what I thought I was supposed to do. Mm. I didn't realize it wasn't like high school in the fact that, like, you got to do it yourself. You got to be prepared. And I did it because, I mean, I wanted to have a degree, but I think more or less my mindset was like, is what I thought I was supposed to do. I thought I was, like, making my parents proud and following the process of life. Was not prepared. Mm. In high school, I just didn't take school very seriously, which is crazy. I think about now, like, I was almost delusional at the time, like right up until graduation. I thought I was about to like go to MSU and move into the dorms. And I was about to like, you know, impress somebody and be like a doctor. I was not prepared for that, y'all. Like my grades and stuff did not say that. And the teachers and people that I was around at the time tried to prepare me for that. Like maybe you should go get a trade or try these different schools. I'm like, nah, like they're hating. Like I'm not doing that. I'm going to college. Like you got to. You know, be ready to go to something like MSU. The grades got to be there. You know, you got to have certain habits built. So that wasn't a thing. So we ended up at LCC. My mindset was just like, okay, this is just a stepping stone. I'm, you know, saving money and we're just getting started.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have to be prepared to go to LCC too.
Oh, yeah.
So word. I remember like first thing I did when I started coming here is I like took like 8 a.m. classes. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to impress my parents. They've been mad. I've been going to high school late all this time. I'm about to show them I'm getting up on my own. Man. Whole semester, I came to probably 3 classes. Mm. Not acceptable. My parents were upset, but I couldn't, like, get detention or nothing. So I was like, whatever, we ball. So that was first semester. I come back second semester. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to class a little bit later. I'm going to try some more. I might have made it to 6 classes versus a 3, but I still wasn't ready, right? At that point, you, like, get on academic probation, things of that. Mm. And you start making money. You can do more hours at work. They can give you a raise now. You don't got minor minimum wage or whatever. So at the time, that seemed more important. It took precedent. Don't do that. If you're listening to this, don't do that. So we get out of school. We do LCC for like a year. We start working. It's not really getting me where I want to be. You can only, in my opinion, I know other people have found different avenues. It's a constant debate I have with like family and friends that you don't need college. I beg to differ for me. I just feel like you get a set of like resources and things and a mentality that comes with this that you just might not get from working at. I didn't get from working at McDonald's, Speedway, Subway. Mm-hmm. It just didn't happen for me. So we leave. I ended up getting a pretty okay job. I go to school for like medical assistant. At the same time, I got a good job. I got hired at the bank. And so I even put the medical assistant thing down after like 2 weeks and I started working at the bank. Mm-hmm. And I still do that. That's been like a very good career. It's taught me a lot. But people around me, you know, at the bank where I'm at in Lansing, it's kind of a stepping stone for them. So they come in, they go to school, and a lot of them leave. So I'm like, dang, I want to do what they're doing. In the pandemic, they arguing for more money and stuff like that. They got degrees to fight for them. So I come back to school. Now I'm going to do online classes, right? I'm just, you know, I'm secretly get a degree and just pop out on it. No, that didn't work either. Mm-hmm. That was like 2023. We try that. I'm not an online student myself. I need to be here. I got to raise my hand, you know, ask questions. So after one semester, I get overwhelmed. I leave school again and I go harder at work. But I always still felt like I was like missing that thing, something that I really, I don't know. I take education seriously. My family does. I just think it's important for many different reasons. So I just put it in my mind, like, you can go back one day, next semester, next semester, next semester.
Yeah.
And it before it was like, I might've been around a lot of people. Let's say I'm around 20 people a day and 3 of them are in school, right? So that was, it was kind of cool. It was kind of a motivation. It got to a point where I was probably around 20 people and 17 of them were in school. And it just, you know, being around those type of people really affect your mindset. Mm-hmm. So I just kept telling myself, you got to go back. You got to do it. You got to do it. And I actually got mad. I forgot what I was mad at. Something stupid, but it's like, I'm gonna show them. I'm gonna get a degree. You know, whatever. I signed up. I came back. I'm in person, and everything just started falling into place. So
okay,
that's how I hope that answered the question.
That's an amazing answer. Yeah. I mean, I think the follow up to that too is, now that you're in it, you're doing both, you're succeeding in both. Talk about the balance of that. You know, that's it. You got to be on top of both of them,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
How's that been working?
So I had to be intentional about changing my mindset around school. So school was always something I think that was secondary for me. So like when I was planning my classes, like I said previously, it would be like, well, I can't do that on Thursdays because I work on Thursdays. Or, you know, what day is my birthday this semester? It's on a Tuesday. I'm not taking no Tuesday classes. Like, that's my birthday. I had to put school first. So everybody around me that I realized were successful in school and graduating and just getting a good grade, they did school first and they planned everything else around it. I was the opposite way. So I did life first and I planned school around life. You can't. For me, life is different for everybody. But for me, this had to come first. So I'm gonna have to go talk to my team at work after I got some classes and was just like, hey, I can't work on Tuesdays no more. You know, I work every Saturday in exchange. That was, you know, big.
It's a sacrifice.
I had to, that's exactly what it was. It was a sacrifice. So I couldn't hang out, you know what I'm saying, go to the barbershop after work and be there all day after work or anything like that, or just go grab drinks with my friends or whatever after work. It had to be every Tuesday. I'm locked in. My phone is on D&D from when I get up. Even before class, I'm down here in the library just prepping and doing stuff and making sure I'm prepared. And then throughout the week, I had to set up certain times where, like, you know, Thursday nights, I had to lock in as well. I can't go out on Saturdays anymore because I'm working. So a lot of sacrifices were made. Life looks a little bit different. But at first, it seemed like a sacrifice, or it seemed strenuous. Like, dang, like, I'm missing, you know, this and that. But eventually, for me, I started to feel better about myself being more productive. Once the grades and stuff start rolling in, once I'm in class and I can answer questions and stuff like that. So
I think a big part of what you said, like, it's wouldn't necessarily be called a sacrifice. I think what we see in movies or shows, you typically see like college students having fun, hanging out, you know, parties, whatever, whatever you see or whatever you want to see or be into. Or, you know, a big part of that is, they don't show how much you have to balance. They may show a student that is like stressing over an exam coming up, or they failed, or they had to drop out, whatever. But there's a lot of, even at LCC, a smaller school than MSU, clearly, but there's so many different things. I wouldn't call it a sacrifice. It's more like, you know what, I gotta grind right now so that way I can have fun later. Whatever you entail as fun.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of it. And I think the other thing is a lot of students, which I've told the students that when you first come here, if you know for sure what you want to do, go for it. But sometimes it takes a matter of you stepping away. And it doesn't matter what age you are, 18, 22, 28, doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to step away a little bit and then realize, okay, these are circumstances I don't want to be in as I move on or as I grow older or whatever. I want more, whether it's money, job, benefits, flexibility, time, whatever it may be. And then you come back and that's when you're more focused. Typically, that's when more students are focused.
Yeah, that's true. The focus is different. I definitely had to make it a priority, but it's working.
Yeah. So right now your major is sociology.
Correct.
And, you know, you're changing once you go to MSU. Talk about how you thought about both programs. Or I guess both schools, too.
So originally, I mean, I'm from Lansing. I think it's like a dream that we all want to do is go to MSU. Or honestly, when I was in school, I also wanted to go to HBCU. I wanted to go down south, but it just seemed unobtainable. Like I said, I wasn't even prepared to do stuff in my own city, let alone, you know what I mean, run away from home. I just didn't have the tools. I don't think I took it seriously enough. So I started in nursing. I kind of got in the medical field a little bit, and it just seemed like, I feel like to do that, I mean, anybody can do anything if they put their mind to it, but like to be a great nurse or doctor or whatever, you gotta have like a passion for it. It has to be something like within you. And I think there's things in me, but maybe not that. You know what I mean? Like I was ready to do some stuff, but not that. So I went general for a minute, and it, for me, I didn't feel like I had an end goal. It didn't feel like there was a purpose. I didn't really know what that meant. So I just started looking up. I'm literally like on TikTok. I'm YouTube reels or shorts or whatever, like looking at majors, like what do people do if they want to, you know, do different careers and stuff like that. And sociology was a reoccurring theme. The tools that you gain with the sociology major allow you to exist in a lot of different realms. And everything that I even thought about doing in some factor or another, sociology could, you know, you could benefit from a sociology degree.
Yeah.
So that's what made the final decision to do that. But then once I started learning more about the ins and outs of sociology and how it relates to psychology and the thing, you know, the things you learn, I got even more excited about it. So I really feel like I'm doing the right thing right now for me.
Gotcha.
Yep. So to finish up the question, how I decided to go to MSU, I looked at a lot of different schools too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm still, you know, in some early stages, I still have time. It's not like that won't switch, but I do think that they have a very good program and a lot of resources that would not only plant me in a great space for when I'm done, but it also will make me the best in my field that I could be as far as sociology goes, if that makes sense.
Gotcha, gotcha. And what was your major at MSU, or what will be?
I actually forgot the name of it. I'm not going to, but they're like closely in line with the sociology, okay. But basically it's the same thing.
Gotcha, yep. Gotcha. Okay. So you have a passion for that field, it seems like.
Yeah, I've grown one, yeah, nice. For sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I guess a follow-up to that, and it's okay if you don't have this figured out, because that's kind of what we've been talking about already, is sort of navigating that process.
Yeah.
Any long-term goals in mind or a vision that you have this all leading up to?
Yes and no. So I do. The job that I work at now, the company is so big that you can go in a lot of different fields.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything works out right, I'll stay with the company and just keep moving up there. They have a position where you travel a little bit and you are an auditor or an inspector kind of. Mm-hmm. Of other like banks and branches.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the skills that you learn, again, with the sociology degree, the documenting, the analyzing, the delivering that message, the public speaking, they kind of go hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day I'll be in that realm of things.
Yeah. Love that. So. Yeah. And here's a question too. This has kind of been something that I think has been baked into some of what you've already discussed. So you were nominated for Student of the Month by your coach, Coach Andrea Terry, shout out.
Shout out to Andrea.
Shout out to Andrea.
Yep.
She gets the job done.
Yep. So just, I think it's cool to have somebody believe in you, at least enough to even nominate you for a Student of the Month. So I think this is something that has kind of been underlying a little bit of what you've already described with just your support network. But how has others' belief or even your own self-belief impacted your journey and kind of propelled you into different things or whatever, help keep you accountable, propel you towards whatever it is that you've stepped into?
That's a big question.
Mm.
So I'll start with the others' belief, especially, again, shout out to Andrea, having that person to check in with and believes you, and it's helping, being instrumental in there. Not only, sometimes in the back of my mind, it's like I am doing this for me, but I'm not the only one involved in this process or this journey. So she comes up in the back of my mind. And it's good to have that second person to check in with, you know what I mean? And to have those resources, I can't do it all on my own. I tried the first two times. It didn't work.
Yeah.
So I think having those people there, that impacts you because it just gives you an extra person to, you know, like do it for. Myself, I think I just am always been a little self-motivated or like have a self-love. I've always knew what I was capable of.
Yeah.
Even when other people didn't or weren't prepared for me to do certain things or didn't. So I just had to remember the goals outside of any, because I've, you know, other people come by and they give you advice and tell you, well, you know, just do, like I said in school, they were like, well, maybe you should just go get a trade.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should just go do. I had to make a decision of who I was and what I wanted and not veer away from that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that answers the question. So
yeah,
you just having a plan for yourself and making a commitment to not deviate. I mean, we like 10 years later. My 10-year high school reunion just passed, and I still have the same goal to make sure I get a degree, make sure that I'm able to go in a workplace and be, you know, valuable and things like that. It hasn't changed. It's been the road didn't necessarily look like I wanted it to be, but where I came in, and that is I did have a plan. I don't care if it took me the regular 4 years, 2 years, or 10 years. We are going to get this done.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be self-motivated first. You have to do everything for yourself. But along the way, you do need, and you know, my family, I told you I'm the oldest. So it'll feel good to take this back to them. If I can do it, y'all can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Self-motivation is definitely important. Do you feel like there's ever, and you mentioned, and this was not on the show itself, but before the show, you mentioned that you are the oldest of seven total, right?
Yeah.
Siblings?
Yeah.
How much pressure is it on you to, you know, obviously you want to lead by example, you know, everyone's looking up to you, or if anything, they're looking at, okay, what did you do first? There's always pressure from family or peers, from yourself even. Do you have a lot of pressure, or, and if you do, how do you handle it?
I definitely do. A lot of it I've recently realized was pressure that I placed upon myself, because although your younger siblings and stuff look up to you, you do, they get to a point where you look back and it's like, they don't care what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's cool if I can come back to them and give them something and be like, oh, this is, you know. So I guess somewhere in the back of their mind, it may always be a blueprint. So, yes, definitely there's pressure, period. In my, like I said, I want to do good for myself. That's why I, you know, go as hard as I go. But there is some pressure to want to be, I mean, you're the oldest. You don't want to be like the slob.
Yeah. Yeah,
at a family, you know, and in one fashion or another, you do set the blueprint, whether they realize it or not. You know, my dad used to tell me that, like, see, look, you graduated high school, not everybody graduated high school, you know. So you working full time, not everybody working full time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they ain't listening to me. Like, you know, they ain't doing what I'm doing, but low key. So I guess it's a little bit a balance of both, if that makes sense, right? So a lot of there is a lot of pressure, yes. A lot of it does come from within. You have to be realistic. I guess the balance is making sure that you're doing your life for you, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I had to figure that out early, right? Like with the sports stuff. So, of course, I'm the first boy. They wanted me to do some sports stuff. They dropped me off at a couple practices, but I wasn't going. Like, it wasn't. And so I had to figure out, again, what I wanted to do first, and that's the balance. Like, you can't lead other people if you're lost yourself, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So with, you know, having them some, hopefully I had gave, have given them something to look up to, but I had to do that for myself first before I could give it to them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, even if it's, you know, if you ever feel like, you know what, I didn't give them much, sometimes mm-hmm. that's a lot within itself and you don't realize it.
Yeah.
When you look up to older people, typically how you should look at it is if they've made mistakes, you learn from those mistakes. Or in other words, you know, they took this pathway, you know what? It went left, it went wrong, whatever. I'm not going that way.
Oh, for
Let sure. me take that experience and go the opposite way.
For sure.
So even, I'm not saying that you made a lot of mistakes or anything, but if there's something that, you know, if you don't come back and bring knowledge, wisdom, whatever it is to the table, or whatever you want to label it as, and this is for anybody, but they take it as, okay, this is all, they take the good and they take the bad and hopefully turn that into good, if that
for
makes
sure.
sense.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you gotta do what you can. I mean, it's your life. Everyone's lives are separate, but you know, it's always that added pressure when.
It's definitely there, but you just gotta find the.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I, some decisions had to be just made for me, but I still had to do them in a way that, even if I'm not doing the same thing as you, even if you won't be in the same room, you can take the things that I did in this room and apply them elsewhere. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So that's what I kind of tried to keep in the back of my head. But I also had to realize, even with me making my own decisions, because, you know, I'm not just, my parents probably had a path for me that I didn't follow directly.
Yeah.
There was some pressure on them there to be a good parent. I still, you know, sometimes I bet they're shaking their head and just praying. But the same thing with my siblings. Like, they're going to do what they want to do. But when they do come to me, or they do try to follow me or figure out what I did to get where I'm at, I have to make sure the example that I do set is there.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, this was fun so far. We can keep on going for sure. But one last question for you, or, you know, what's one piece of advice that you could share with the listeners? If you can give any piece of advice to anybody, what would that be?
Figure out what you want to do, not what someone else wants you to do, and find a path that works for you to get it done. You know what I mean? Commit to it and figure out, like I said, my path to getting a degree has not been the same, the traditional path, or maybe what somebody wanted me to do, but I figured out what I wanted to do and I stuck by it, and I'm getting it done. I'm gonna get it done. So figure that out. Just stay true to yourself and stay passionate. Believe in something, believe in somebody, pray to something, you know what I mean? Don't just be lost out here.
Yeah.
So
that works. Well, we appreciate your time and thank you for joining us.
thank you guys for having me. This has been cool. It's hopefully great. We, you know, I come back one day.
Hey, we could do a part two. We're not opposed to having, you know, as you progress and move towards, graduating and moving towards your educational goals, finishing note. Yeah, we can definitely. Why not? I'm not opposed to it. So, well, thanks again for joining us today on the Student Success Story Show. If you would like to be a guest, connect with us at success-stories@lcc.edu. And to listen to this episode, previous shows, or other shows, go to lccconnect.com.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to
Student Success Stories.
To listen to this episode
or previous episodes of Success Stories,
visit lccconnect.com. We want to connect with you
and learn about your successes.
So if you or any other LCC student wants to share their story,
connect with us at success-stories@lcc.edu. Everyone has a success story.
Let's hear yours.